Host One, welcome back to Downtown Buffer Zone. The only show brave enough to ask the real question. Why did we build a machine that can write a resignation email in 12 seconds and a war plan in 14? Efficiency, baby. That word should come with a siren. Look, I'm not saying AI is ruining society. I am. Fair. But first, a quick message from our sponsor.
Oh no.
Now with more automation, your company can fire 3 departments and still miss the deadline. That's not a sponsor. That's a threat in a tie. People said AI would free us from boring work, and it did. It freed us from truth, too. That part was a bonus nobody asked for. I saw an AI tool yesterday that could generate a full marketing campaign. Incredible for a product that doesn't exist. Perfect, so it's like a consultant with faster fingers. Kids are using it for homework. Kids are using it to write essays. Teachers are using it to detect the essays. And parents are using it to pretend they understand what school is now. The whole family is in a hostage situation. And the ransom is subscriptions. My favorite part is when people say, it's just a tool. Right, a tool for what? For letting a billionaire avoid hiring a receptionist, a proofreader, a junior designer, and the one person in the room who says, that's a terrible idea. That last job is the most important one, and now it's gone. Have you noticed AI always sounds so confident? Because it was raised by men in blazers who clap when a graph goes up. It can be wrong with the posture of a winner. That's the real innovation. We used to have lies that took effort. Now they arrive in bullet points. Polite bullet points with spell check. You ever ask it a simple question and it gives you 3 paragraphs, 2 caveats, and a fake apology? That's not intelligence, that's customer service after a head injury. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry I exist. Folks, we're told AI will cure loneliness. Fantastic. So now your best friend is a machine that compliments your shirt and steals your job. That's not friendship, that's a scam with empathy settings. And the artists? Oh, they're thriving. In court, in group chats, in a small dark room staring at their old sketchbooks like, I was the human one all along. That's a strong season finale. Here's the thing, AI isn't just bad, It's badly deployed. Love a technical phrase. Thank you. It means everybody got seduced by a demo and nobody asked who gets flattened when the demo becomes policy. Wow, I contain multitudes and contempt. So what's the fix? Easy. Love to hear it.
You're tuned to 98.3 The Rooster, where the facts hit snooze twice. Good morning, patriots and people who can read. You're locked in with Chad Blasters and
Tiffany Truther.
Caffeinated and underpaid. And Mike on buttons and regret. Traffic report. There's a 5-car pileup right at the exit where critical thinking tried to merge. Eyewitnesses say
thoughts and prayers and then filmed it vertical.
Weather today? A high of I did my own research with a low chance of ever saying
my bad.
Visibility
0.
Due to heavy fog up, someone on the internet said, wake up, wreck up, it's the morning march. Stars, stripes, and discount merch.
We got flag capes, flag cups, flag dog sweaters.
Just none of y'all reading the fine print letters.
Call in now, tell us how you're taking your country back from your own future.
Wake up, wreck up, shout it real loud.
I love freedom.
Except for that crowd.
Our phone lines are lit like a backyard grill at a cousin's second wedding. Caller 1, you're live, state your vibe.
Yeah, hey, first time, every time.
Listen, I just think the problem is we got too many books and not enough boats with flags on them.
Powerful.
You're saying literacy is what's dividing us.
Exactly, my granddaddy had 2 books and he only read the one with the coupon.
And look how great that turned out.
Caller 2, Patriot Pam, you're on the air.
Love the show, hate the facts. Anyway, my kid's school is teaching
shapes,
like triangles.
You know who else like triangles?
Engineers? Them.
You know.
Them. I'm pulling my kid out and sending them to YouTube University.
Majoring in common section studies.
Very prestigious.
Ooh! Wake up, wreck up, it's the morning march.
Bald eagle ringtone on your smartwatch.
Screaming outrage on the hour, every hour.
Sponsored by I Miss When I Was Comfortable.
If you're mad at a paper straw, but cool with your tap water glowing in the dark.
Wake up, wreck up, pledge that brand. Hand over heart, other hand in the snack stand.
In studio now, we got Professor Freedom.
Self-certified historian, diploma printed sideways.
Thank you, Tiff.
I wrote a pamphlet proving the founders actually intended unlimited coupons, unlimited yard signs, and mandatory truck commercials at birth.
Incredible scholarship.
What's your methodology?
I put on sunglasses, stared at the original documents on a beach towel, and waited till the words told me how they feel.
Peer reviewed by your cousin's Facebook group.
Quick headline update.
Nation still here.
Stock market confused.
Gas price goes up and down and sideways, and somehow it's always the fault of
whoever you already didn't like.
The lines are still packed.
Caller 3, you say you're sick of the leaks.
Yeah, I'm in my truck that costs more than my house.
I'm tired of these fancy people telling me snow is melting when my yard still has some in the freezer.
Explain that science.
You're tuned to WLOL, the voice of people who comment before reading the article. I'm your host, Chad Chestair, broadcasting live from downtown San Andreas, where rent is high, morals are low, and everyone's got a podcast about both. Today's topic, is society doomed or just mildly inconvenienced? My guest is self-proclaimed life guru, thought leader, and part-time tax dodger, Brock Valor Brock. Welcome. Thank you, Chad. I'm honored to be here. Mostly because my probation officer said I needed positive publicity. I teach people how to crush life. For only $4,999, you too can be vaguely happy in a rented Lamborghini. Beautiful, how do you respond to critics who call you a fraud, a grifter, and emotionally shaped like a pyramid scheme? I say, if I was a fraud, would I have a verified checkmark and a discount code? Checkmate. Wage slaves. Now you claim anyone can get rich if they just work harder and ignore the law. Absolutely, Chad, sleep is a scam invented by Big Mattress. If you're sleeping 8 hours, that's 8 hours. You're not exploiting strangers on the internet. So your strategy is, step one, sell a course. Step two, step one.
Step three,
publicly cry on a yacht for relatability. Inspiring stuff somewhere, a motivational poster just filed for unemployment. You recently launched a political movement, the Valor Party. Yes, our slogan. We stand for something. Details coming soon. Fascinating. What are your policies? We're against things that are bad and strongly in favor of things that might go viral. For example, we support small business, specifically my business. We're also introducing trickle-up wealth, where my followers send me money and feel spiritually richer. Revolutionary economics. Plus, every citizen gets a free ebook titled How to Stop Being Broke Using My Exact Steps That Already Stopped Working. Let's take a caller line one. You're on Moral Outrage Morning. Yeah, long-time listener, first-time parole violator question for Brock. If everyone buys your course, who actually works the real jobs? Great question. Future customer robots will do the work, humans will curate vibes. So I lose my job and gain vibes? Premium vibes if you use my code. Well, that settles nothing. Perfect for this show. Folks, stay tuned, because after the break, Brock will explain how you too can become a billionaire in 3 months, assuming you were already a billionaire 2 months ago. And I'll give your listeners a free tip they can't get anywhere else. That's right, buyer's remorse. Live on air, you're listening to the Moral Outrage Morning Show, proudly broadcasting from a studio built on unpaid internships and questionable sponsors. That's right, if your ethics had a radio preset, it'd be us. We'll be back after this message from a company that definitely exists. Today's episode is brought to you by Life Invader Kit! Are you worried your child is too happy, too well adjusted, and not addicted to imaginary points? Introducing Life Invader Kids, the social platform designed to harvest self-esteem as early as possible. With Life Invader Kids, your little angels can compare lunches in real time and feel instantly inferior. Livestream their homework anxiety straight to strangers. Unlock special filters that make them look like...
Host 1, welcome back to Subterranean Caller. The only show where the truth is always allegedly. Allegedly. Yes, we have lawyers in the booth, spiritually. Tonight's topic, the stuff in the sky, the stuff underground, and the stuff pretending to be both. A strong menu, very local. Let's start with Los Angeles. You mean the city built on smiles, traffic, and geological secrets?
Exactly. People say there's a whole lizard civilization under Los Angeles.
I love that theory because it explains everything and nothing.
The rent?
Lizard people.
The potholes?
Lizard people. The third lane on the freeway that appears only when you're late.
Deep state reptile engineering.
And why Los Angeles specifically? Because if you were a secret underground empire, you'd choose a place where nobody looks up from their phone. Plus, the sewers already have better real estate than half the town.
True, if there's a throne room down there, it probably has a juice cleanse station and a rotating sushi bar.
You think the lizards are unionized?
Obviously, even conspiracies need dental.
Now, ancient aliens.
My favorite kind of historian.
The one with a laser pointer and no caution. Every monument gets the same treatment.
How did they move those stones?
With hands.
No, that sounds too human.
Right, sorry. With emotion and gravity. People see a staircase in the desert and immediately ask if astronauts did it. Ancient humans build one impressive thing and suddenly nobody believes in elbows anymore. But I do admire the confidence. In what?
The confidence to look at a pyramid and say this is proof we were visited.
Or, and hear me out, proof that a bunch of exhausted workers with very specific instructions made a triangle really, really well.
That's the boring answer.
Boring answers are how civilization survives.
You're such a skeptic.
I'm not a skeptic. I just think aliens have better things to do than arrange rocks for us. Like tax evasion. Fair. Hold on. We've got a caller. Oh, good. It's either a witness or a man named Todd who says, do your research a lot.
Hey, first time, long time.
Of course. Birds aren't real.
Excellent. Straight to the pantry.
Go on. I mean, have you ever seen a pigeon clock out?
That's a fair point.
Exactly. They just stand there blinking like little federal accountants.
What tipped you off?
The charging behavior.
You mean eating?
Sure, if you want to be naive about it. So in your view, every bird is a surveillance device.
Not every bird, some are maintenance models.
Maintenance models?
Yeah, ducks handle the waterfront, crows do intimidation. Seagulls are mobile theft units.
That is actually a better classification system than most city budgets.
What about owls?
Like fernware.
That's upsettingly neat.
And if birds were real, why do they always look like they're listening?
Because they are waiting for you to drop fries.
That's what they want you to think.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, strong call.
Very committed, you can hear the aluminum in his soul. Let's talk Flat Earth. Ah yes, the theory that turns geography into a grudge.
I always love the map logic.
If I don't understand curves, the planet is rude.
People say, if the Earth were round, we'd feel it.
Host 1.